You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned. Up next is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud.
Hey folks, this is Derek White Sky Cloud, and listen to Between Two Worlds. I'm here live at my beautiful home. I'm back, folks. I was actually on a trip for a little over a week. That's why two Sundays there was not me. We had two of the archives that were playing, but I hope you guys were actually able to listen into the two archives since I was gone. Some of you may have thought that I was actually missing. Or thinking that something was happening, but actually I had a really great trip, and it's been a great journey for me. What's been happening? I went up northern Alberta. I want to thank everyone up there that took care of me. I was babysat well, and I did have a bit of a incident happening there before I got home. I was in a car accident. I got hit by a deer. Yeah, Bambi hit me. With horns and all, my car became a write-off. But other than that, I survived it. It was quite interesting how the accident became. I mean, I want to share that with you. And it was I'm still living it, by the way. I didn't go through a near-death experience. It was actually more like a near-deer experience for me. But anyways. To make the long story short, I'm back, and tonight we're going to actually do mediumship online. So those of you folks who want to come on in and give me a call, if you want any questions you want to ask, come do mediumship this weekend for this coming Tuesday. And also it's going to be quite the night because I actually have a lot of stories to share with you as well. Like I said before, being up north in Alberta, I was up in High Prairie, and I would also like to thank the Drift Pile First Nations as also the people up in Canuso and all the people that actually took care of me, and it was really a wonderful time. I did a lot of readings and a lot of healing work up there, and it was like a huge healing for me as well as able to give back to the people in our territories. There's something else that we always like to work on is actually working on social healing with our community as well as across the world, because a lot of people aren't able to do that. And so we're trying to share that with the rest of the world to help them with their journey. And, Everybody, I got people, I'd like to welcome everybody in the chat line. This is funny. I'd like to welcome everybody in the chat line, by the way, chat lines, the BBS chat line. If you, those of you who actually want to listen to get into the chat line, you're more than welcome to come in. All you do is go to the page, to BBS Radio, and it will say BBS Radio Chat Room. And all you do is go on that page, and we're under bbsradio.com. You click on that, and you just type in your name as a code you want to use for a password. You go into the room called Between Two Worlds, and you're welcome to sit right in. If you have any questions you want to ask or to greet each other, please sit in. I mean, everybody is always excited to listen to the show. I believe we have somebody calling in. Is there someone there? Hello? I don't hear anybody, so I guess it's not happening yet. Sometimes you hear that puffing sound in the background, so probably even spirit likes to sit in and listen to us talking. Actually, what happened was, I'll tell my story, and that is on the journey when I was up there. Actually, I was leaving Canuso, one of the health centers, and it was 11 o'clock at night, and I have what's called a 1995 Ford Windstar. Now, you know those vehicles are pretty tough, and I was driving under the speed limit, so I wasn't driving too fast. No drugs, no alcohol. I was clean. I just finished doing some healing work there. And it was late at night, around 11 o'clock, as well said. And going down the highway, there was an oncoming car from the opposite side driving, coming, you know, how you could pass each other. Well, there's a deer basically shot up from the opposite side of the road and shot up upwards and missed the car, and it swerved itself towards my vehicle. And I got hit. And its body, The side of his body went right directly into the front of the grill, and the horn, the head is basically his head and his horns hit the side of my fender where the passenger side is, and his whole body basically fit right into, or basically nailed it so hard that he crushed the radiator, broke the frame that holds the vehicle together, so like, you know, the bar that goes across, snapped that right in half. Their bodies are tough. And the hood split right in half and flipped backwards and smashed into the windshield, and the windshield shattered, glass was flying. At the same time, the airbag came out, and I had my seatbelt on, and the airbag came out, and it came out, and it nailed me right in the stomach, and I got cut across the stomach about 8 inches from the airbag, not from the seatbelt. It just came from the airbag, and so it's actually the airbag had the fiberglass in it. It's made of that type of fiber, and it cut me open. So I was bleeding from the inside of my shirt, and I was wearing my regalia that night. So it's kind of strange to, go further with the story. I was bleeding from in my shirt. I didn't realize I was bleeding at the time. I felt something wet, but I thought it was just because of the impact, because it came out and hit me in the chest. And I felt kind of winded, you know. Because your seatbelt's way far away from the steering wheel, I'm surprised these airbags even exist. I mean, those things shouldn't even be in the cars at all. They never saved my life. Basically got me sick. I end up in the hospital. I end up being taken by the ambulance. And, you know, I want to thank the ambulance drivers, the paramedics that took care of me, because those guys were so concerned about my health. Because, you know, when I was outside and when they did show up, they asked me how I'm doing. I said, well, my chest hurts. Well, your chest hurts, but you didn't say why it hurts. I just said my chest hurts. Next thing you know, I had a neck brace around my neck, and they had me all ready to go on this big plastic giant hard gurney, and they strapped me down. I was like a giant mummy, and I couldn't move. And I was stuck in there. So they get me inside the ambulance. They're heading me back to High Prairie. And as they're going down, they decided to put an intravenous in my left arm, and they're hitting speed bumps. You know, like the highway is not perfect. And each time they kept hitting a bump, she's trying to poke a needle in my left arm, and I was going, ouch, 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 I'm hurting. So she had to get the driver to slow down. They finally got the needle back into me. Then they said they couldn't feel a pulse that was very slim on one side compared to the other. And they thought I was going to shock. Well, I was in shock, but I was in shock because I was concerned about what was happening. My vehicle all of a sudden is left behind. I don't know who's going to take care of it. Because some person behind said, well, you better make sure everything's all locked up, because if when they take it away, they put it in some sort of storage area, and then somebody's going to steal all your stuff while you're not there. You know, you start thinking these things, and it really gets to you. You start thinking, okay, now you begin to panic about all your goods that are in your vehicle. And I became a little bit worried, so I guess they were upset thinking I was about myself. And I mean, all my medicines are in there, like all, you know, all the things I've worked with is all in my vehicle. And you feel helpless because you're strapped down, you can't do nothing. You feel helpless. I felt like a baby. And so the funny thing, I mean, I call it funny. I chuckle at it once. I think about it once in a while, but just laying there on this gurney, and they got me there, driving me, say, from, say, 11:30 is when the ambulance showed up, 11:30, quarter 12. I'm stuck on this freaking gurney for 6 hours. I was never released from the hospital until 6 a.m. And they had me x-rayed the whole 9 yards, and they checked for me. They checked my blood, make sure, you know. And I asked them why all this work. They thought I had a heart attack. So, you know, I'm glad these guys are really concerned about me, thinking that, okay, because I did say my chest hurts, but I was trying to tell them my chest hurts because of the airbag, not because I had a heart attack. But they didn't listen to that part. They were more concerned, thinking, okay, here's a 50-year-old man had a heart attack. And it's probably been known for that. But they were so concerned, and I'm right back, I'm right back at work. I'm healing, but when I got out of the hospital, I wanted to go back and see where the deer was see if they left it behind. So I went back. I had some friends from the reserve come down, pick me up, and we went looking the same location where the car was supposed to have been, and couldn't find the deer. So we asked around. Apparently, they said they didn't see no deer. There was some blood on the side of the highway, but not as much as expected to be. They figured the deer made it. Walked away into the bush somewhere and died on its own. But, you know, sometimes you think, I think maybe some of, like, a lot of people in those areas, when you're going hunting, when you get a fresh deer, they're not going to leave it there. They're going to take it home. That's dinner. A dinner and a new drum. So I actually have some dinner and some music with your, you know, for the family. So I like to thank everybody for being so concerned to take care of me, because after I got out of the hospital and I make sure I was taken care of, they're fabulous people. I mean, you couldn't do any better. Now, getting home, well, you know, once they found it, they told me that my vehicle was a write-off. There's no way it could be fixed. It's way too much damage. So I had bought myself an F-150 4x4. So I figured, you know what, I'm going to make sure my vehicle is a little bit taller, especially being in northern Alberta. And actually, they actually do have a lot of deer in the side of the road, because a lot of times in that area, northern Alberta, they average around 150 to 200 deer on the side of the highway. They're just roaming in the side of the ditches. I mean, they're living, walking, and, you know, they're eating. But it's known, actually, a lot of semi-trucks drive down that highway, and they actually have these bumpers that are put on the vehicles, and apparently they say they'll hit about 6 to 8 deer a night driving down the highway, and some of them don't make it. So it's interesting how they become a part of the food chain for the coyotes or for any wild animal that will eat it. Since I've been there, I've probably seen about 3 dead deer laying on the side of the highway, so it's not uncommon there. And I've talked to some people there that actually have had 2 vehicle write-offs in 1 year, where both had hit a deer at a time, you know, on their vehicles, and most people would actually drive cars, not as much trucks. And so some people actually, one elder said to me one time when I was there, he said, you know, funny thing is, you can hit a deer. He said, but did you ever hit a moose? And I said, no. He says, I did. I was traveling back roads. I drove ahead of a truck and I hit a moose. He said, big, lots of dinner there for me. He said, but that truck was a write-off. And those things are huge, huge. But it's interesting how you just, you know, and I can't believe how people can actually knock a deer over, because those are big, big animals. But he hit a deer, or hit a moose, and it was actually at nighttime, so he didn't see it very well. And you don't have to travel very fast to knock these animals down. I mean, it's, they don't even know you're coming. And even though you have headlights facing the road, but they can't, they're not looking at the headlights. They're just see the light for them to see, to follow that. They think that it's a safe path. So I've got friends out there that now I've talked about, let them down. What they do now is actually put these little whistles that are attached to the side of the vehicles, and it makes it sound loud to chase the deer away so they don't come anywhere close to the vehicles that has a whistle sound to it. And it works out pretty good. It's not so bad. Yeah, so I'm pretty happy about it. So I think I hear somebody coming on.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi. I've been waiting, but I didn't know when I could. I didn't want
to. You got to scream at me and say, Derek, I can't hear you.
Oh, I could hear you. I just didn't know when I should interrupt you. You had, you know, your story.
Oh, okay. Who am I talking to?
My name is Suzanne. I live near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, hi, Suzanne. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very well. What can I do for you?
Well, a month ago my mom died, and I didn't know if she might want to come through and say anything.
Okay, give me a second here. I will say this. I have this woman here. I want to say this is your mom. I feel like I have a very swelled feeling in my head, as if she had dealt with either cancer or just leaving this world quickly, like she was a very easy passing.
It wasn't.
And I feel like my head is.
And she also had cancer.
Did she have cancer?
Yes, she did, and it went pretty quickly when she, you know.
It went really quick. Now, did they give her a lot of drugs before she passed? Because I feel like the pain was so extreme that she felt like her head was swelling.
We had to give her some pain medication, very small dosage, but she's very sensitive to medication, so probably it would make her feel like that.
Yeah, because I felt like my feeling with her, she showed me her emotion, which is my head is like, you know how you take, a Tylenol 3?
Oh, I know. I'm sensitive to medication, too.
Where you have that buzzing feeling, that's how she shows that feeling to me, is that buzzing feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I'm feeling from her. She actually is here. Yes, she is. She's actually saying to you now, she says, okay. She just showed me a graveyard. That means that somebody just went to her gravesite just the last few days.
Oh, I don't know. My sister and her kids, they were visiting with my dad to keep him company.
Yeah, she's basically indicating, now, your dad's still here?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I'm supposed to say from your mom to say hello to your dad.
Okay.
That she loves him, that she wants to say hello, and she's okay.
Right, okay.
And your dad's actually saying that she's saying, tell him not to want to die. Tell him not to want to die. Like he wants to give up.
I know, I felt that, yeah.
Okay, tell him to live for her and live for the grandkids because he's got things to say, to share. I'm also being shown a boat, like as if I'm on a motorboat.
Yeah.
Okay, do you guys have this?
My dad sold it, the one boat he had, so no.
Okay, your dad sold this one boat, you know?
Yeah, he had a little boat and he sold it.
Okay, your mom is reminiscing of the boat, this boat that she was on. I'm getting reminiscing your mom being on it with your dad. Like that's how her feelings are.
Uh-huh.
She remembers it. To her, some parts of it between her and him, I feel like there's a bit romance that he was reminiscing with her. Like, you know, it's been a lot of years since we've been together, and the kids are grown, and you know, in school or out of school, and they have kids now. That feeling.
Uh huh.
You get that feeling?
Yeah, they were together 50 years.
Yeah. Okay. Well, your dad was reminiscing the boat. And your mom is reminiscing the boat. That's their time together in that small boat. Like, is it just the two of them were in that boat?
I don't remember that, but it's possible.
It could be when you were quite young and your mom and dad. That's your mom's using that past.
Okay.
She's also bringing up, is there somebody named Candace or Candy?
No.
Okay. Your mom... And wait a minute. Could be something else here. Okay, she's saying Candace or Candy, probably Candy. And I'm also being shown the month of December. Oh, wait a minute, month of December. Whose birthday is December?
Nobody in our immediate family.
Okay, your mom is and probably represent Christmas time then. But your mom, was she famous for her candy, making candy or cookies?
She did make homemade candy and cookies, yeah.
Okay, homemade candy?
Yeah.
Okay, she says candy then. That makes sense. And she brings up month of December, like she's making that for Christmas.
Uh-huh, yeah.
She's saying you're going to miss...
Us kids, we would all make candy and cookies together.
Okay, she's telling me you're going to miss that.
Yeah.
Did you remember the recipe, she said?
What?
Do you remember the recipe, she said?
I haven't been able to eat sugar myself for about 20 years, so I make my own version of cookies.
Okay, so you're not listening to your mother's recipes.
No, but maybe my sister is. Probably my sister Mary is.
Okay. Funny. But anyways, she's pointing out now, she's actually mentioned about two children. You have two children of your own?
No, but my sister does.
Okay, because she mentioned, she said, she say hello to the two children, the children.
She says, what does she say about the children?
To say to the two children, she says hello to the two children. So unless those are the last two kids that actually seen her after she passed or when they've seen her just recently.
Well, she has two grandchildren. And, of course, then there's four of us, there's four of us kids left who are adults.
Okay, she's saying two, as in child, two children.
Ask her if it's two boys.
Most likely that these are the ones. These are how old are these kids?
Like 10 and 13.
Okay, do you know if they were taken to the funeral?
They were there, yes, they were there.
Okay, she's saying say hello to the two children,
Okay.
The two children.
Good.
Yeah.
I'll let them know.
Okay. And, and she's, Mike. Is there somebody named Mike or Michael?
I have a cousin named Michael.
Okay. There's actually, she's with either her sister or Like, I feel like there's a relative that's connected to Michael's side that has passed. She's with that person. She's with Michael's side of family.
Michael's mom died when she was 33.
Okay, that's the woman she's with right now. She says that...
I mean, woman mothered my mom.
Okay. So what you need to do is tell the family that that Michael's mom is also saying hello, that you're both together.
Okay.
Okay. That they're doing fine together.
I bet.
Yeah. I'm saying the words. They're doing fine together.
Yeah.
It's like saying they're getting along.
Oh, they are getting along, yes.
Okay. When you said, I bet, yeah.
No, I didn't mean it facetiously. I really didn't. Because my mom was very fond of her sister.
Yeah.
And she missed, you know, she died when my mom was quite young, and it was really hard on her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm glad they can be together after being separated for so many years. That was like 1959 that she died, something like that.
Yeah. That happens.
It does. Yes, and it did.
Yeah. But your mom's thanking you. She says, I feel like there's a hospital bed connect to your mom, part of the bed. Like, so she passed in the hospital. But I want to say that there was a lot of people around her.
She was in
I feel
hospital.
A lot of people
she
around her because she's like, oh, my
bed.
God,
yeah.
All these people.
It was at home, but, yes, we came to be with her.
Yeah, the way I'm seeing it, she's like, she's got a lot of people around her. I'm not seeing two people or three people. I'm seeing lots of people.
Oh, you mean like the spirit from the spirit world?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I believe that. I bet they were very happy to...
Like, either she came from a family of 12 or 13, but I'm seeing a lot of people.
Well, 10.
10? Okay, that's why.
And there's only two left down here on the earth, yeah.
Two left behind?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why I said 12 people.
You're right.
She said 12 people. That means there's 10 with you and 10 there.
Okay, there should be 8 there with parents. That's 12. That's 10.
Yeah.
And then if the spirits are the ones down here, that's 12.
That's right. So she said 12. She said 12 to me. So that means that the ones that are left, the ones that are in spirit are with her now.
Right. Good.
Yeah. And there's actually, who was in the military?
Uncle Leo.
He's passed.
Yeah. He passed, yes, a year ago.
Yes, he's with her.
Good.
Okay, he's right by her side.
Oh.
And he wants to do this for everybody. He's saluting you guys.
Okay. Geez, that's great, yeah.
Supposed to know that.
I wrote it down. I know. Good, that's wonderful.
Okay.
I'm going to put a collection of family photographs from that kind of family together. So.
Now, he's also showing me, too, that there was supposed to be a woman in love with him that he never got married.
That's true.
Yes, and he says that she's with him now.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, he's got her with him.
I think she died early.
Yeah, she did. They're together now.
Oh, that's great.
Another boyfriend, girlfriend.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, he's actually... Now, was he in the Navy?
You know what? I know he was a lieutenant, and that's all I know. I should.
He was in the Navy. I'm seeing a large ship.
I'll have to ask about that.
Yeah, I think it was the Navy because I'm seeing a large ship around him. And I'm not sure if he actually was been to England himself and being shown, I would say part of England, but part of the U.S., like he's traveled back and forth.
I think the woman was in France.
Okay. I'm seeing a lot of traveling back and forth, like long distance. So
yeah.
Possibly he could have been to France.
Right.
And he could have made stops in England, not even telling the family. Like, he could have been done, could have done as well, not even, you know.
Right. That's cool, too.
Yeah.
Wow, great. So, is my mom feeling better, other than this head? Was that just to help identify it?
That's just to help identify herself to you, let you know that she is okay. She's doing fine.
Right. So, she's doing better.
She's telling me that you guys were kind of worried about messing up her funeral. What's going on?
Well, we want it to be just right.
Well, you guys worried so much about messing it up, and she's not upset.
Huh?
She's not upset.
Oh, I know.
Not angry. No. Everybody keeps on saying, well, if Mom was here, she'd tell you this. If Mom was here, she'd tell you that.
That's good.
Okay, so I'm getting here that your mom's okay. She's fine. She's laughing. She thinks it's so funny that you guys are around so much, and she says, I didn't expect too much out of you.
That sounds like her. You mean
that makes sense?
We would go to that length?
Yeah. You guys went so far into doing trying to please her, and she says, I don't know what the whole thing is about. I was here. I'm gone.
Well,
okay. All she wants to say is she's okay. She's happy.
We just wanted to honor her the best way we knew how.
Yeah. Well, you did fine. You're doing great.
Okay. Thank you.
You take care.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Bye. Wow, this is cool. We have someone coming through for her. It was great to give her a message that her mother passed away a month ago. I'm glad that she came through. I felt it really strong. I remember feeling something bugging me right now. My head starts to feel and get those feelings. Now, the phone numbers, folks, I never gave them to you. I'm going to have to do it right now. Hang on. I'm going to give them to you right now. The numbers are, okay, the toll-free numbers. And these are toll-free numbers, so you can do this. Toll-free numbers on the station one is 877-876-5227. That's for the U.S., 877-876-5227. In Canada, call toll-free 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And those of you calling in that are long distance for across the world, international callers, is 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. People are asking for the numbers for the station, so here we go. Now, anyone else calling in? I hear someone calling in?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, who I have?
Yes, my name's Jim. I'm calling from South Florida, first-time caller.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Derek. I'm actually from Halifax, Nova Scotia, so...
Oh, hey, that's nice to hear someone from my own territory. My grandmother was born there.
Oh, great, yeah.
Yeah, she was born in Bedeck.
Okay, I think in Cape Breton, correct?
Yeah. Nova Scotia.
Great.
Yeah.
So, wondering what kind of readings you give. I was wondering if there's any messages from the other side. I never really had anyone close in my life die or whatever, so I'm just wondering if there's any spirit guides or anyone.
Well, I will tell you this right now. I do have a male, older male has passed. I feel like it's like his grandfather passed over on your father's side, because he says dad's side.
Yeah, they're all passed, but I'm the youngest of five, and I never got to know any of them. I was very young, or maybe...
Yeah, it makes a difference. The fact is, he's there. He's actually with your family. He's also with you. He's the one that's giving you the guidance. And he's also, there's another Jim in the family, because it says Jim again. So basically, there's a Jim Senior, Jim Junior.
Okay.
Okay, does that make sense to you at all?
Perhaps so, yes.
Or he's the name James, one of the two, but he's actually, there's a senior to the junior, like... Either your name is Jim, grandfather's name is Jim, or father's name is Jim, but they're also acknowledging that name to you.
Okay.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Perhaps. I think my mother named me after someone named Jim, but I don't think it was my grandfather, so I'm not sure who it was, but
and here was in spirit. He's acknowledging the Jim to you. Like he's also there, and he says, I want my credibility.
Okay.
Because I gave her that gym.
Anything you say about my son? I got a 6-year-old son named Logan, and he seems quite intuitive and quite spiritual himself. Anything you can tell me about him?
Okay, let's see. We got Logan. Him being 6 years old, Logan himself is actually his gift has been given to him since about four. He's had the ability to see, female spirits for quite a long time. And he keeps on looking at somebody saying, mommy, mommy, in spirit. So like, either she looked like her mom, but most likely this is either either your wife's mom is probably passed, and I'm seeing her look like your wife. Does that make sense?
No, my former wife's mother's still alive. And far as I know,
Well, there's a female, unless she's a grandmother figure, so to speak, on the mother's, that's on your wife's side of the family.
Uh-huh.
Because this woman showing herself looks like your son's mother in a way. I know your wife still lives, but your possibly grandmother, but it's an older woman in spirit. Other side, she looks just like her. Your son is saying, mommy, mommy. So it's almost like saying that while I'm bringing this up, he is learning to trust spirit on the other side. Your child has a gift, yes. It'll start to activate even more. Now, your son has come from a past life of being in the military.
Okay.
His last life was the military. He actually was a flyer.
Do you know what country he was from originally or representing?
I want to say England.
Yes, I think so, too. That is so weird that you say that.
Yeah, very strong in England. And I want to say that he was actually a Second World War flight pilot.
Wow. And
yeah.
He died. Was he shot down or something?
Yes, he was. And I want to say his last name was also, or the name he had last previously was Jim, or James.
Oh, in his past life.
Yes. So his name James Jim was never finished. You know, like sometimes we carry over the name from last lives.
Yes.
So he's carrying the same over again. Now, he's also, your son will start talking about a man by the name of Jonathan or John. Unless you have a John in your family.
Yes, I do. My brother's name's John.
Your brother is John. Okay. Your brother who's living, right?
Yes.
Your son used to acknowledge him, John was actually the son of, let's put it this way, when your brother was alive in the Second World War, he was the father of your son.
Okay, I think I got that. you're saying my brother was the son of my son?
Yes, that's why Logan always keeps looking at John as being his dad, as his father, like as if he feels that he needs to go to his arm all the time.
Okay, so
doesn't mean that he doesn't love you. It means that he's gonna a connection to John.
And that would be my brother, correct?
Your brother, correct? Yes.
So my son used to be my brother's father.
Yes.
And were they in the? What was my brother doing during the war or whatever?
Your brother was not in the military. He's actually as an elder. He was actually home in England. I would say England. This actually sounds like England to me. It feels like an English feeling. I'm seeing castles. That means it feels like England. So what you can do, this is one things you can do, is actually ask your son, you can sit him on your knee, and ask him who he was in his past life, and he will start let himself tell you things. And once he starts telling you this, and make sure you put a recorder on, because sometimes kids, once they tell you, they won't bring up the subject again. And that's because he's bringing his sound memory to the surface.
Okay.
But even though he crashed, he didn't die in the plane. He actually was in a camp. So most likely he was in a Stalag camp. I feel like he's imprisoned.
He was in a prison camp? POW camp?
POW camp, yeah. He did escape.
Uh-huh.
So he's had his journey.
He escaped but died after that.
Yeah. Now, I will say this. There's also someone in your family who's dealt with throat cancer or throat condition. Who is this?
In my family, I don't know. I don't. My mother smoked heavily, but she quit and didn't get cancer. Now, like I say, there's a lot of older.
I'm wheezing. I feel like I'm wheezing. Feeling this is like a throat cancer or a throat condition.
Yeah.
Throat
burning. Like I say, I'm the youngest of five, and my uncles and aunts, gosh, I barely got to know them. You know what I mean? There's so many things I don't know being the youngest, but that, not saying that that's not the case, but just not, doesn't ring a bell at this time. But
you will find, in the photographs, you'll find photographs that are like a military look to them, and you're going to see one female in spirit, who's passed, and I'm being shown here that she died of, I'm going to say, like, an asthmatic problem to the throat, that she couldn't breathe that well.
Okay.
And I feel this is like an auntie or great aunt, or not great auntie, this is like an auntie, like I was here.
Yes, that very well could be, yeah.
It's your mom's or you're like, I would say auntie, to your mom's side of the family who's passed. And she shows me, and she showed me here, like, she had a throat problem, throat condition. Now, I've been shown also, yes, she lived. At the time, she lived in England, and she... I got a funny feeling you may have to look up the word Bellingham. Now, it may not specifically mean Bellingham, Washington. I think it's more like Bellingham in England. I'm not sure it's Buckingham, but Bellingham, but something to do with B, letter B. And there's a family connection to you that you haven't seen yet or met yet, or you will. Because they're going, she's showing me back in time, Second World War, in that time period, she shows herself in a cottage. So you do have a relative from that area.
Okay.
I would check with the family and see how that turns out.
And one other thing, do you know what I was in my past life?
You actually... Okay. You were... Actually, I want to say your last life was in the military as well.
Okay.
That's why you don't like guns.
Okay. Yeah, you're right there. Do you know what country or Second World War?
I got it. Well, in two parts. I'm seeing you in two parts, like you fought twice. I'm seeing you in Korea, and I'm also seeing you in England. Like you fought side by side, young age, 21, 22, in England, and then you were then you died again the second time around. You were shot, wounded, like in Korea. You never did come home. That's why you don't like going to Korea.
Yeah, you don't have a passion for it. I thought I was German in a past life because I spent some time in Hamburg. I felt like I was back home at that time.
Yeah, England had a war with Germany.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So you may have been in the German camps yourself.
Yeah. Okay.
Or you could have had a life even before that.
Yeah, because, you know, even when my son was just a tiny little baby, he would always see these airplanes in the sky at night, and he used to love airplanes, and this...
He was a flyer.
Yeah, no, absolutely right. This all ties in, so his lesson is in this life is just to clear that up about the past, or...
If he desires pilot, he could be a pilot, but he won't be going to military again. I don't see him do that at all.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I just is admiration for planes, but not having to fly and not having to military use it. Like no killing anyone. I do see your son more like being more of a business type of person. Like he'll be like dad.
Yes, more business. Yes, I think he would do well in that. Okay then.
Okay.
I appreciate your time and
don't forget to write your.
And I hope you feel good after your accident. I was really. I hope you have a good recovery.
Oh, I have. I'm working on it very well. I try to take care of myself.
Okay.
I just wanted to share that story.
Okay. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good night now. Bye-bye.
Wow, this is actually pretty interesting. I want to also share, too, for Jim himself, to remind you, Jim, don't forget to write your book because you're supposed to write a book about your journey that you've been always exploring. Regarding your family and yourself, because there's actually more of a roots family thing involved, so that's going to happen as well. Let's see. It's been absolutely, it's getting really busy here. People doing well here, bringing calls. We have another caller coming in. Is anyone there? I hear a caller. Anyone there? Okay, phone's playing tricks on me. Spirit does that. Do I hear someone calling in? If you guys ever need to talk to me, holler out, say, Derek, hello. Need to do that, too. Sometimes you get to sit there and wait. Like, okay, I'll wait. We'll see what we can do. Keep calling in, guys. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Now, I'm going to give you the numbers again. Also, we have other people that are coming in listening to the show. I'd like to welcome them all as well. From other parts of the world. We actually have affiliates that actually are supporting our show as well, and that is up in Australia, down under. I'd like to thank those folks that are there. The Ghost Talk, they are fabulous people. They carry our program up in their area. And so they're like 12 or 14 hours ahead of us. So they like to record a program and they play it on the other side, which is great. Also, they'd like to thank the guys up in the Netherlands. Go Ahead Began, the website there, they actually carry us as well. I'd like to thank them very much to carry us over. Now, also, too, I'm going to be back on radio again tomorrow night, but I'm actually being interviewed by the APSR Paranormal Talk radio show, guys. Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard, which is basically 5 o'clock, I believe, Pacific, I'll be on APSR Radio, Paranormal Talk Radio. They're going to actually be interviewing me for 2 hours in their show, and we're talking about the paranormal investigating work that I've been doing, as well as doing psychic media readings on their show as well. If you guys want to get on to listen to the show, these guys are fabulous to listen to. They always have stories to talk about. Dr. Jimmy himself, he actually is one of the best you've ever come across. Now, these guys are actually interviewing me up in Alabama. Okay, we have a caller coming in. Who we have here?
Hi,
calling
this
in?
Is Irina.
Hi.
Hello, Irina.
Are you there?
Can you hear me? Yes. I'm calling from Hong Kong.
You're calling from Hong Kong? Oh, my God. Hey, folks, Hong Kong.
Sorry?
Well, thank you. Hi, welcome.
Thank you, yeah. I just called on a whim because I'm sick at home. And I was listening to the program, and I think it's very interesting. And I'd like to find out if you can see my father, because he passed. I've never met him.
Okay. Give me your first name again, my dear, if you could spell it to me.
Sorry?
Can you spell me your name?
Irina, I-R-E-N-A.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much, Irina.
You're welcome. Yeah. Thank you.
I have, actually, what I have here, my dear, is I have two men in spirit. I want to say your father and your grandfather, is two men in spirit that are with together on the other side.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm also, is there someone by the name of Jack in your family?
Oh, my mother's father.
Sorry?
My mother's father.
Your mother's father? Is he passed?
Yes.
Okay, he's acknowledging you too as well. He wants to say hello to you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, now your mom's still here, isn't she?
Yes, yes.
Okay, can you tell your mom that her father said hello, that Jack said hello?
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, can you? Because he wants to get through. And he wants to acknowledge you now. He's actually talking about you and your health. So whether you are, now I'm hearing the word, I'm seeing the word needles, I'm seeing the picture of a needle. What, are you dealing with like a flu virus?
Am I doing what, sorry?
Are you dealing with a health issue, a virus?
Yeah, the flu, yeah, I have a flu. That won't go away.
Okay, are you taking like a flu shot or something like this down there?
No, maybe I should. I'm just taking just what the doctor gives me, whatever that is, you know.
Yeah, so you're taking antibiotics then, right?
Anti-inflammation, he says. I'm not sure, yeah.
Yeah, I recommend you, if you can actually do, besides seeing your doctor, I recommend to get yourself to build up your immune system a little bit more. So if you actually have a chance to find in that area, if you actually get some echinacea or a vitamin C, a little bit more extra vitamin C to build up your immune system a little bit more, because you need to work on your flu or cold a little bit better. I also recommend, too, now to help the throat to feel better is to get on oil of oregano. Use the oil of oregano. What it does, it works as an antiseptic, but it actually is anti-carcinogen. It actually cleans up the poison, the bacteria, and you take it about four times a day. You eat about three drops on your tongue four times a day.
Thank you. I'll try and find it. I'll have to go to the health food shop. Yeah.
It's called oil of oregano, not what you buy on the store to put into your salads. It's something that's the oil. There's a specific way they use it, and they use it on the back of the tongue, about three drops, right. And it works with that. It does act bacteria killing, and you'll actually get over your flu virus really quick.
Oh wow! Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, so make sure you take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm also been shown here that you're talking about doing a job change or had you're just finishing school or going to do a job change. What is this?
Job change.
What are you doing?
Well, I teach kindergarten children English.
Okay.
I don't like the school. They're not very good to the children, and I want to work in a school where everybody really loves children.
Yeah. Are you non-Asian?
Yeah, I'm half Asian.
Half Asian. Okay. Okay. That's probably the reason why here you're having a little bit of difficulty with that, because whoever is treating them, everybody, you understand on your side of the world that everybody has a specific system they follow. There's only so much you can do for them. But if you feel yourself that you need to make a decision to change your job, I would say yes, go ahead and do it. Because you have to feel comfortable with yourself. You can't really expect yourself to say, well, I got to stay here because.
Yeah.
Can you handle that?
Yes, I can. Yeah.
Good. Keep up the good work, my dear.
Thank you.
There's always a shortage of teachers that need to be help the kids.
Thank
no matter what part
you
of the world
about
you are.
My father?
I'm
what
sorry?
Do you see anything else? Because is he, you know, has he got anything to say?
Yeah. I will say this. Remember I told you before that he's with his dad, that he's actually saying hello to you and saying hello to the family. Now, your dad, I want to say this because I'm being shown, your dad showed me a movement, and he's saying, how do you explain it? I'm seeing a chalkboard with a chalk. So that means to me that he's teaching with you.
Okay.
Okay, so what you're doing as a teacher, your dad's doing the same thing. So whatever you're doing, your dad is helping you. He's helping you on the other side. He's going to... Oh, wait a minute. And he just finished telling me that he actually has seen you in spirit, like you actually had a dream about him just about not a week ago.
I've got so many dreams, I can't remember them.
Trust me, your dad's going to come to you in a dream and listen for that dream and pay attention to it because it's been there.
Okay. All right.
He's been trying to help you from the other side. You have so much to give. You're not married yet, are you?
I'm divorced.
Yeah, I get this feeling. Your dad's trying to help you find somebody else new now.
Oh.
But you have to make the intention to find someone new if you want to.
All right. Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, I'll do that then.
You take care of yourself.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Blessings to you, my dear.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Blessings to you. Have a good evening. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Hey. Hong Kong. Hey, guys. We're getting Hong Kong. That's good. I'm glad to hear there be people listening to me all across the world. I'm telling you, the word gets out, and they'll pick you up. And if the show is interesting enough, everyone's looking for that help. And you know what? It's not just me alone. One thing I do tell people anywhere they go, you just trust your own gut feeling. If it feels right, follow it. And that feeling is almost like a butterfly feeling. It's like a little quivery feeling inside your tummy. That's how it makes you feel good. If you get a twisted feeling inside, something doesn't feel right, trust that as well, because what's happening really is telling you that don't follow through. Don't do what you think you're being pushed to do. Listen to that gut feeling. You'll feel a lot better about it. Anyways, well, it's good to have people calling in. Now, like I said before, I want to acknowledge all these people that actually called in. And like I said before as well, tomorrow night I'm being interviewed by APSR Radio, Dr. Jimmy, Paranormal Talk Radio. Also, Jimmy actually has Paranormal Television that's coming up quite soon. And another, next week, actually, I'll also be interviewing Dr. Jimmy on my show next Tuesday as well. So I'm going to have him on my show while he's interviewing tomorrow night on their show next Tuesday. Also interviewing Dr. Jimmy. Also, the week after that Tuesday, guys, hang on to your buttons because I've got a group of guys who are going to be, I'm interviewing, and they've actually just sent me the brand new documentary called Children of the Grave. These guys are paranormal investigators that have documented the orphanages in the United States, in the area, and it's taken place. They've done in it's in the Avon Theater in this is where the theater will be taken. It's be taken at the movie review is taken at the special screening. Children of the Grave is at the Avon Theater in Decatur, Illinois, on the Halloween night, October 31st. Now, Children of the Grave is actually quite the thing. These are guys that have paranormal investigated different locations. That there have been many, many kids that have died very tragically. Not just saying 10 or 20, hundreds of children that are actually have put into orphanages and have died on in horrible ways. And these guys have done the paranormal investigating on this program. So it's something to hang on to. If you want to actually see what it's all about, write down the word Children of the Grave video or the documentary, and you'll see it. Or you can go to my site on the BBS radio, look under the information site at my own site here, Upcoming Guests, and you'll see. And actually, I do have a video that they played that they sent me, and it's actually the Children of the Grave documentary. It's actually a commercial of it. It'll show you what it's going to be like to be listening and watching this. It's actually very spooky. But this is the real thing, and it's going to be a spine. They call it spine tingling. Your hairs are going to stand on end, I'm telling you. Being a paranormal investigator is going to be quite interesting. Also, I've been invited by the Beat 94.5 AM in Vancouver here, and in around October 30th, 31st, I'm going to be doing paranormal investigating with them on live, on radio, live, in the place called the Old Spaghetti Factory. That's going to be happening October 30th, 31st. And I'll be there between 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., so that's going to be quite the journey on that one as well. So anyways, folks, we're coming to a closing, and it's been great to have people calling in. And it's great to get back on my feet again and have this show keep on going. If anybody missed my show, listen to the archives. It's wonderful to listen to. You get something to pay attention for. And you guys take care of your health, because it's important, because we're running into the cold season. Winter's coming soon. Take care of yourselves. And anything else on top of that, if you wanted to send me any comments or anything you want to ask questions about, just give me a call. It's whiteskycloud@yahoo.com. That's my website. My web page, and then my email is whiteskycloud@whiteskycloud.com. And my Yahoo, whiteskycloud@yahoo.com. I'm reading somebody else's thing here. It's funny. I'm under whiteskycloud@yahoo.com. So anyway, folks, it's been great to have you listening in, and it's been great to have Between Two Worlds Radio going for almost 2 years now. So take care, guys. It's been fabulous. In the meantime, Between Time, that is it. Another edition of my show, Between Two Worlds Radio. Take care, guys. Be well. Blessings to you all. Bye.